Happy birthday, America. It's time to celebrate and play your favorite Las Vegas casino games by American-owned SpinQuest.com. What's better than fireworks and American pie? Hitting a blackjack in the palm of your hand, and you won't lose your fingers. Over 1,000 games, including slots and live dealers, and $30 coin packs are on sale for $10. SpinQuest.com. Buy American players for American players.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
This is The Burt Show.
Q100, The Burt Show. We're at the Nokia Theater, the scene of the finale of American Idol. And we've been hanging out here for a couple of days now, and we've been having some great conversations with some current American Idol finalists and also ones from old school, way back, like Kimberly Caldwell,
yes,
who has had a this kind of relationship, non-relationship, flirty thing going on with Melissa Carter for years.
Well, I had a crush on Kimberly Caldwell from the first promo for the show that she was on, and I went to see that American Idol's tour, and I just think she's so hot. So last year when we were here, I guess I made a big deal about it. I think I'm cooler than that. No, I'm just kidding. And so anyway, she remembered me when she walked up. So as she shook my hand, she gave me a hug, and she said, wait a second,
there,
I know you.
There was like, chemistry.
There was. Thank you
very
much.
I'm sorry, but there definitely was. She was turning it up for Melissa.
Caldwell's got this attitude. She's got a rock star's attitude already.
She kind of does, and she kind of looks like a rock star already. Uh-huh. She's got like tattoos and stuff, and she's got that like gorgeous makeup and sort of severe haircut kind of thing, and I think you could do it. I mean, I think if you,
you
were not
that.
You Katie, turn basically off the radio. Married, I mean, you're basically married, and we love Katie Jo, and I want you to be faithful. But I'm just saying, if there were no Katie Jo, I think you could take her home.
Yeah.
All right.
Kimberly Caldwell would totally have your frozen babies. Totally,
no,
I could tell.
I don't think you want to have babies. I think you want to have one night.
A one-nighter.
A big party.
Here's Kimberly Caldwell hanging out with the Burt Show Q100. Kimberly, I want, for those that can't see us now, for you to describe the photo, the poster that you passed out.
Why don't you describe the photo?
No, why doesn't Melissa describe it?
Yeah, Melissa,
no,
you
I
describe
want,
it.
No,
that's a really good idea.
Yeah, we're going to get in trouble if Melissa describes it.
Go for it.
It was at Union Station. It's my album cover. It's called Without Regret. And I love the chairs so much. Mm-hmm. I thought they were gorgeous.
Oh,
and
there's chairs in that picture. Check it out.
It's a beautiful picture.
Thank you very much. I wanted it to
great.
Be fierce,
mm-hmm.
because the album is very much so about empowerment. And it's just, I said, I was like, I really just want like a ripped up tutu with some a black leather vest. And the stylist hooked it up, and we did lots of cool jewelry and makeup and stuff like that. So
it's awesome.
It was a really cool shoot. And
gorgeous.
And the label, you know, since I saw you guys, I got signed to Vanguard and Capitol Records.
Awesome. Congratulations.
Yay. Congratulations.
And so the album Without Regret is going to be out this year,
great.
Finally. And so I haven't even been covering Idol at all this year. I've just been just working on the album, doing the radio tour.
Awesome.
And all that fun
stuff. Because you were in television for, since you've been on Idol,
yeah,
right?
7 years.
That's incredible.
Yeah. So I literally just put everything on the back burner for this because, I've been doing music since I was 5, you know, mm-hmm. so I've been wanting to do this album for over 20 years, and the fact that I'm finally doing it now, it feels really good, and it feels right, you know?
At one point when you were reporting for American Idol all those years, were you feeling like, okay, I am ready to go do my own thing?
Yeah, I mean, I was really lucky because the day after Idol, I got a job as a correspondent, as a host for Fox Sports. And so at first I was kind of like, what are they talking about? I just like, you know, I'm a singer. But they were like, we'll pay you to talk. And I'm really good at that.
Yeah, we know that feeling.
All right.
I can talk for you all day long. So it was, you know, it was my in to stay in Los Angeles and still be able to like, you know, pay my bills. And instead of like waiting tables while trying to do this album. But then I became so involved with it and I loved it so much that it was, you know, it became 24 hours a day.
Right.
And I was acting on top of that and doing the modeling for Why My Jeans. And so I was doing all this other stuff but music. Mm-hmm. And so I literally had to quit my job.
Yeah.
And I,
that's
kind of
scary, right?
I bought a house like a couple years ago. I have one of my little sisters out of 5 lives with me. Our best friend from Texas. My sister is a vet tech. So we have, you know, 5 animals in the house. And, you know, I have a lot of responsibilities, but I knew that if I, you know, I woke up one day years from now and hadn't have made that decision, that I would have always had regret. And that's why we named the album Without Regret.
Good for you, man.
Yeah. So
I got to write a really big portion of the album as well. Carity Guardi, Chad Kruger from Nickelback, Diane Warren are all writers on the album too. Yeah. So it was
great lineup.
completely stoked about it.
Invigorated again.
The day that you quit your job, was that like a wake up in the morning, walk in the office and do it? Or was that a long time coming, that decision?
No, I mean, of course it was TV Guide. So it was my family. So it wasn't something that I was like, yo, by the way, I'm out. You know, I like sat down with him and said, hey, I really have to like do this for myself. I hope you guys understand. You've allowed me to grow so much as a person and in the industry by allowing me to just kind of be myself. And thank you. And now please wish me well on my next journey. Mm-hmm. And I may be back.
Right.
If this sucks. I'd go back with my head held high because, you know, I did. I'm out here and I'm doing the best that I can, and I'm having a blast while doing so, and I'm just loving doing live shows, and I'm loving just, you know, trying to finish up this album and put it out.
Right on. Good for you.
Yeah.
Is there a common theme, getting back to American Idol for a second, is there a common theme that you've seen with, like, in interviewing the finalists over the years, that they all have one thing in common?
Oh, gosh. I guess I would say, like, drive and determination.
Yeah.
You know?
It's like a stock answer, though. You really believe that?
Yeah. Well, it's like those are the people that have made it to one. Like, when I was on the show, I didn't deserve to be top two. I wasn't near as focused as I should have been. You know, I was 20 years old, and wow. I just, my head wasn't really in the game, you know? And like I said, I've been singing since I was five. I did two shows a day from the time I was, like, 11 to 16, and Branson, Missouri. I was homeschooled. I mean, I made a lot of sacrifices for music, but then I had taken a couple years off to like do normal school and not homeschooling and go to public school. And so my foot back in the door in the music industry was Idol. Mm-hmm. And so I just kind of like wasn't 100% focused at the time. And so I think the people like Lee and Crystal, who are standing there today, the reason that they're there is because they're focused,
right.
You know, and you really have to be in it because it's a whirlwind, mm-hmm. You know, and I'd been on a stage my whole life and it was still shocking.
Right.
Does it really just come down to the one final performance for the both of them?
I don't think so. No. Yeah, I think, well, no, I mean, I think that it matters, but I think it's kind of like a... it's just like the icing on the cake. I think they create who they are as an artist. And with Crystal, like, she came in and, like, from day one, she was just as good as she is, you know, today. Mm-hmm. And with Lee, he was good, but he didn't have that confidence. You know, he had the vocals, but he didn't have the confidence. So now he's grown into his own kind of artist. So
right.
You know who he's going to be when he puts that album out, you know. And Crystal, you know what she's going to sing, you know, and that it's going to be brilliant. So it's kind of like, in this situation, do you go with consistency or do you go with growth?
So you said your album comes out this summer?
Yeah, well, it's going to come out this year.
At some point this year.
I don't want to even say a date anymore because every time I do, that we find something new to add to it to make it better. And I'm so proud of it already. And so now we're just kind of putting the final touches on it. But, I'm just ready for it to come out. It looks so friggin' bad. Let's do this.
And then once it does, we go out on tour. What are the plans there?
Yes, okay. For sure. I mean, that's like my biggest goal. You know, like I was like, no matter what, I have to put an album out. Secondly, I have to go on tour.
Yeah. Will you do us a favor then? When you go on tour and stuff and you're through Atlanta, will you just come join us for a whole show? Like just
co-host
the show.
Oh my God, I would freaking love to do
that. That'd be awesome.
Can I say friggin'?
Yeah,
you're fine.
Oh, okay.
Oh my God. That's a good word.
I think I've already been beeped on a couple of these stations.
That's all right.
That's awesome.
I didn't mean it.
Yeah, before you get out of here, just make sure Melissa has your information. You have Melissa's and the
Please, we already
Hello.
Do dirty talk over the phone.
That's cool. Nice.
That's right.
Oh, there you go. Well, you just made a promo.
Thanks for hanging out.
Kim and Melissa's dirty talk time.
Woo!
What do you think,
sister?
I think it's definitely got some legs on
the
satellite.
Yeah,
for sure.
Some legs.
Some legs.
Yeah, that's
on the first
right.
subscriber.
Some legs in the air.
This is funny. This is actually, remember when Melissa took this as a promo shot?
No.
You guys have to do
that's
one of
awesome.
These. Like, I made all my fans on Twitter are so awesome and they're so cool. And I was so freaking tired of looking at that picture. You know, I've seen it for like a year now. So I was so tired of looking at it, and I was, you know, tired of people going, oh my God, look at this picture. So all my fans on Twitter actually went in and did mock Kimberly Caldwell poses.
That's awesome.
Oh my God, they were really hysterical. Yeah.
I bet they looks great.
Oh no, now
and I'm on the floor.
Is it like the American flag? Chopper. Now we have to burn it.
Yeah. It's like the flag.
Go for it. We brought a lot of them.
What's your Twitter person thing?
At under your Twitter person, you're obviously a big Twitterer.
No, I am. I just am tired.
I'm sure you are. You guys have been here for a really long time.
Yeah. 3 years. Started 3 years ago.
We're yeah, like, I've been here for seven. Get over yourself. at underscore Kim Caldwell.
Got
and
it.
I'm this funny on Twitter too.
Okay.
Thanks for hanging out.
Thank you guys.
This is The Bird Show.
Hey everybody, Lady Luck here, and we're celebrating America's 250th birthday. Now, all summer long, I'm going to be celebrating by playing on SpinQuest.com, which is an American-owned social casino. It obviously features over 1,000 slot games and live blackjack, live craps, live bubble craps. Head on over to SpinQuest.com. Get yourself a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.